Hold on. I'm just the secretary. I don't save lives or respond to 911 calls. Am I even important? Hi there, I'm Maddie Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Do you ever feel like you're not valuable where you are? Well, we all struggle with that from time to time. And here's what today's story is all about. It's called I Am Valuable by Natty Mayel. I held my breath and gently pressed my foot to the gas, driving up the icy road. Was my job worth dying for on my 2-minute commute? I was needed at the fire department. Every January, our firefighters selected their vacation days for the year. This being my first year as a secretary, Chief gave me the job of keeping track of the days. The problem was, we were in the middle of a record ice storm. The station was insane. Upon my arrival, I learned that the guys had gone on 60 calls the shift before. Branches were falling, power lines were down, arcing and sparking, as the firefighters said. Chaos. Between calls, we went through vacation picks. Toward the end of the day, a woman dropped off a bag of snacks from a local business, thanking the first responders for their service. As we dug through the bag, one of the firefighters offered me some snacks. No, those are for you guys, I said, shaking my head. No, he insisted. You're part of the team now. In addition to food, there were also these big pins, too goofy to actually wear. He gave one to me. It read, I am valuable. I'm just the secretary. I don't save lives, I don't respond to 911 calls. But that day, the fireman reminded me that I'm still a valuable part of the station. I help things run smoothly in the office so the guys can serve well. We need everyone to do their part. In the same way, Paul writes to the church in Corinth that we are all needed. As Christians, we each have different spiritual gifts that help propel the gospel forward. God calls all of us together to share the good news of Jesus' death and resurrection. But to neglect the gifts the Spirit gives us inevitably leaves a hole in our communities. So let's use our gifts to love and serve each other as Jesus loves and serves us, remembering that we are each a valuable part of the body of Christ. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Do you ever feel like you're not valuable in the body of Christ? Consider taking a moment to bring your hurts to Jesus in prayer. Then, read 1 Corinthians 12 and ask Him to help you see yourself as He sees you. You can also ask trusted Christians to help you discover your gifts. Have you ever seen someone else using their gifts well to serve God's people? Have you ever told that person you notice and appreciate what they do? Remember, we all need encouragement. As you and I can read in 1 Corinthians 12:27, now you are the body of Christ and each one of you is a part of it. Now I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, 1 Corinthians 3:9, as well as chapter 12, verses 1 through chapter 13, verses 7, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Is one of your New Year's resolutions to get closer to God and learn more about Him? Well, if so, I encourage you to check out our Unlocked reading plans. You can find them on the Unlocked Devo app or on the Bible app. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called You Are Created in the Image of God with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.